Bad Apples are going to be throwing a few more guests out at Carriage Works on Saturday night, including the deputy dog himself, Nookie, and he's on the phone right now. G'day, Nook.
Hey, man, I like the sound of that one, eh?
That's it. thanks for the chat today. It's probably a busy week for you. You know, you got a gig to prepare for, and you probably, NAIDOC's always, seems like there's always a lot going on. Do you find that?
Yeah, man, I try to fit in as many luncheons and morning teas as I can. but it is pretty hectic this week.
What does NAIDOC week mean for you? Like, do you does it sort of a thing that you do this week that you would do especially? You know, you make an effort to do
A lot of luncheons, a lot of morning teas, lots of scones.
Yeah.
Really, it's just like a week. That's just our week, you know, just a week for us to celebrate what we do and link up with family and just go do cool shit.
Yeah.
Celebrate the mob. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's great. I mean, every year it always gets bigger. I feel like there's a lot more, attention being made to the not only a week as such, but then it spills over to every other day of the year as well, which I hope is the whole idea, that people just get used to the fact that we've just got to acknowledge and respect Indigenous people in this country all the time. Obviously, there's a theme this year around treaty, which is a continuing issue in this country. We did hear today, I think, or yesterday, that they're talking about, the government's talking about having a referendum coming up. Have you heard much about that?
No, I've been in Hawaii, yeah, so I've kind of missed a lot of things. I did see something about that floating around this morning.
Yeah. Indigenous constitutional recognition is to be put into a referendum for next year. So that's just been announced this morning, I think it was. So we'll see what happens with that. But of course, you're well known for singing and rapping and getting out on stage and just generally causing some havoc around town. I love how many gigs you do around the place, and it's always exciting because every time you perform, I reckon you climb on something. You just got to get up on top.
I've got to climb on some shit. Yeah, man, I'm always up on something. Got to take it to that next step, you know?
Yeah, man. And, of course, you were in the bloody Opera House not that long ago, like a month ago, with Briggs and the whole crew. What was that occasion like?
I was mad, man. Like, I was surprised they let us in, eh, to be honest. See if they let us back in.
It was a pretty special moment, I reckon, to be – I was down the front there just soaking it up, and the crowd was getting into it so bad, and it was just – yeah, electric fields went off like crazy, and then, of course, Briggs just blew the roof off.
Yeah. As he does.
As he does. And you and a whole bunch of people are going to be continuing the party this Saturday night for Club Koori down at the Carriage Works. Tell us who's going to be in the lineup.
So we got we got Rebecca Hatch coming through again. We got Birds coming up from Melbourne. Philly's coming with him too. The new signing, Kobe D, got him on there.
Yeah, 21-year-old from Maroubra. He's hitting, like, making big business right now. I remember you told me about him like 2 years ago or something, and now he's signed to Bad Apples and going huge. Hello? Lost you there, Nook. Hello?
Hey,
oh, there you are. Yeah. I was just saying how you you told me about Kobe D a couple of years ago, and he's going big now.
Yeah, he's doing his thing, man. It's good to see. Killing it.
Yeah. And, of course, you're all going to be up on stage. Do you reckon you're going to jump up, do a bit of stuff together, or is it all pretty individual?
Maybe this one, we'll just keep it individual, but the day before, me and Kobe, we have a joint set at NAIDOC in the park, Hyde Park in the city.
Oh, sweet.
So me and Kobe do the joint thing from time to time, but who knows, you know, we might end up just deciding last minute saying, you know, let's just do a joint one. So
yeah, cool, man. I mean, I guess you're all busy because I think Rebecca's doing the NAIDOC at NCIE on Friday as well, so she's busy as well. You're doing Jump Up with Kobe, and this show, I think it's been going for a couple of years now, Club Koori. Maybe it'll become a bit of a yearly thing.
Yeah, Club Koori thing going on for a while. I could be wrong, but I think it's like the third one they've done in Carriage Works.
Yeah.
So I've done one a few years ago. It was me and Jimbla and Tasman Keith and that.
Yeah, nice.
And then the year later, I think they had Electric Fields. And then, now it's Bad Apples this year. So.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. After party at the Lord Gladstone as well, so you're welcome to come to that one.
Sweet, man. You know, I'll always be there. just wanted to talk about your new song as well. Deadly Hearts 2 is this new compilation that came out like last Friday, and it's like a whole album of cover songs done by Indigenous artists. Tell us about the song you did, Blackfellas.
So Blackfellas is like an old early 2000s banger. Growing up as a little blackfella, that was pretty much the anthem, hey, like everyone knew it from all around Australia, they all knew that song. So
yeah,
I always told myself if I could cover any songs, it would either be Blackfellas or Royal Telephone, Jimmy Little. So when this one came around, with Blackfellas.
Yeah, some great stuff on there. We've got Dobby got a track on there. We Have Survived. I think Dan Sultan's got a Warumpi Band song in there. Alice Skye, really good version of in there of Speak Your I can't remember what Alice Skye did, but it was good when I heard it. but yeah, check it out if you can. Deadly Hearts 2. It's like the second version of this compilation that they've been doing, and a whole bunch of really great covers on there. And before I play the track, Origin Tonight, I'm going to throw you in there. Who's your pick?
Narrow Jets.
Is there anyone in the Jets playing tonight?
Narrow Jets playing, no competition.
Hey, what's this rumor? I heard there's like 3 Maccas in Narrow now. Is that true?
No, that's not a rumor, bro. That's 100% fact.
What's going to happen there?
Yeah, there's 3 Maccas. We got South Narrow, and then there's one in the middle of town, and then there's one up at Bobbin area. So, yeah, bloody 3 hell. Maccas.
All right. What's coming from Mecca?
Maccas. They don't want the Maccas smoke. We run that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, but make sure you get the Narra Maccas, South Narra Maccas. You can still get order the special menu, right?
Yeah, you can still get the special menu. Just tell them Nookie sent you. You're right.
Sweet. Hey, Nook, thanks so much for chatting to us today. Good luck with the shows, both shows, all shows over the weekend, and I'm sure they'll be awesome. Bloody Club Curie this Saturday night at Carriage Works. Oh, when does it start? Probably 7:30 or 7 o'clock, I don't know. It's only $15 as well, so jump on to carriageworks.com.au. You'll find all the deets up there. Thanks for the chat, Nook.
Yeah, thanks, man.